Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 83. And today is Friday, August the 12th, 2016. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're continuing part two. Actually, we're going to try to speed up the process. Want to wrap it up today, man. We got so much stuff to share, so much information going on that's not information. Meaning, we live in a world today that's redunculous. It is crazy. When you look at the amount of information that's not information, I mean, I'm going to have to circumvent the series and put a series ahead. I was going to focus on the family on the next series, but I think we want to break down the history of history on the next series because what's going on, man, this is crazy. I don't know if you really can wrap your brain around. Every time I think about it, it's heart stopping. If you really, 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 really think about the history of history, it is just like Solomon says, it is a vexation of spirit. It is vanity of vanity. What we're talking about today is when we look at the world, fear, if you really understand where you are at, if you really understand it, then fear is a natural response. So it is the fear of the Lord that leads to wisdom. So we need to find what the Bible means by fear. We talked about it yesterday. We know that the Bible means three different types of fear. One is terror. Two is respect. Three is reverence or awe. Now, that word awe is where you want to be. Everyone in the book of the Gospel of Thomas, it talks about that you will marvel and then you will reign. First, you will be astonished, then you will marvel, and then you will reign. You cannot, if you're not at that place of reigning, if you're not, first of all, if you haven't been shocked, then you haven't experienced the truth. The word awe is an overwhelming feeling of reverence, admiration produced by the grand, extreme power of perception. The word awe, my brothers and sisters, is the result of what we are studying today, which is Psalms 46. So the word awe is the result of under, over, and understanding Psalms 46, which is the word strength and the word refuge. So God or Elohim, and we talked about the Elohim deception, the word Elohim is a dangerous word because the word Elohim, as we talked about on yesterday's show, simply means divine ones. Now, you are part of the divine one, so it could be talking about you or it could be talking about the part of you that is divine. It's not talking about the part of you that's not divine. So when we address the part of you that is divine, it moves you Godward. So God is the frequency, the wave, the vibration, the river or the stream that moves you towards what? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, the lower frequency don't work. So what would you need to do, what we need to do, what we all need to do is to think on these things. We need to think about things that move us to a mental disposition that is more aculine and less acidic. We need to move towards a more dietary consumption that moves us to be more aculine instead of acidic. We need to move towards a more restful, a more breathing apparatus or technique that makes us more aculine instead of acidic. And so when we understand what that means, my brothers and sisters, it takes us back to Psalms 46. God is our refuge and our strength. So since we know that God, Elohim, there's something that moves us in the direction of refuge and strength. And so when we look at these two words, refuge. So when we're talking about refuge, what do we mean? So there's a frequency or wave or vibration or, again, cymatics or chromatics color that moves you towards a refuge.
Psalms 42:68. Nachaseh. Second entry. Nachaseh.
Hebrew, again, simply means shelter. So there is something that shelters you from falsehood. It is shelter. It is trust. There is something, again, there is a frequency of wave, a vibration, a color, an angle, a bent light. There is a dietary substance. There is something that you can breathe. There's something that you can see, something that you can hear, something that you can touch, something that you can taste. There's something that your five senses can experience that moves you away from a falsehood toward the shelter. So it is, again, it has to do with refuge is a person who flees from a place of negativity or acidity to a place of shelter or alkalinity. So this is important because this is what you should be doing to remove fear from your life. Now, the underlying Hebrew word for the English word refuge,
Strong's H2620, Chasa,
it means to flee for protection. It means to confide in. So chasa is simply to seek protection. It means to put your trust in God. And we know that God is the divine ones. It is, again, the royal ones, if you will. It is a particular disposition. It is a particular Christ. Or its particular christening. Now, again, we could talk the traditional religion, which is, you know, Yahushua, Jesus Christ, and putting your trust in him. When you do that, that's great. After you finish, then you start thinking about what did Yahushua say and what did Yahushua do? What mindset did he maintain? And so, again, you want to let this mind be in you that was also in Yahushua. That is a position of being in all. So that means the word all means basically fright. The word all simply means terror. The word all simply means to be in an extreme state. So it's a, not a flight from the sight or from the from a place of fear. It's a flight from being in a place of overwhelming gratitude from the extreme protection that is being provided by maintaining a particular frequency, wave, vibration. And so once we understand, again, the basic understanding of this word refuge, it means you are sheltered from the storm. So there is a frequency, wave, vibration that shelters you from the storm. This frequency, this wave, this vibration is called Elohim. This Elohim, again, is called royal ones or rulers or judges or God-like one. It's someone who has the special, that possesses the special attributes and characteristics that's found in your name, that's found in your DNA, that's found in the letters. It is the result of Elohim. And this is simply meaning this is given to you. This is your shelter. So there is, again, something that makes you God-like, that makes you a mighty one, that makes you a hero, that makes you an angel or an angelus, that makes you, that gives you the ability to do mighty things in nature, that gives you the ability to have strength, that gives you the ability to maintain a particular imagination, that makes you, again, Ayil, which means that you become like a strong man, a leader. You become a mighty tree. And this Ayil makes you Ul, which then, again, makes you prominent. It gives you, again, a particular mental. Now, all of this, again, is a definition of the word God that comes from having refuge and strength. And so you have to reverse engineer Psalms 46. So to be like God, I'm not saying that you are God. I know somebody's going to say, hey, Brother Will says I'm God. Okay, if you want to roll like that, get yourself out. All I'm simply saying is that God's like. So to be God-like, you got to reverse engineer Psalms 46:1. That means you turn it around. God is our refuge and strength and a very present and a very present help in trouble. So that means when you are in trouble, you need strength and refuge that makes you God-like. Let me say that again. Reverse engineer Psalms 46:1. If you are in a position, if you're going through adversity, if you are experiencing any type of trouble, because the scripture says, in a present trouble. So before we break down, well, let's go ahead and break down strength before we break down this present trouble. Notice that the trouble isn't past tense. Notice the trouble isn't future tense. If I'm a betting man right now, if I had $1 million, I would bet that your trouble. If I'm a betting man, I guarantee you there's nobody standing in front of you right now while you're listening to this show with a gun to your head. I guarantee you right now there's nothing going on right now today. I guarantee you the thing that you are troubled about is something that somebody said that they're going to do. It is something that happened in the past that you feel about. And so that past, again, we're not talking about that because the past is in the past. The future never comes. The future is out there. God is omnipresent. He lives in the present. So he only deals with the present. So you bring in a trouble to the Father that has already been addressed. So you can't come to the Father because what's going to happen on August the 30th. Today's August the 12th, homie. So let's talk about today. What's going on right now today? Today. Whatever that is that's going on today, this is how you deal with today. Not tomorrow, not last week, but today. This is the present trouble. So the present trouble, you need strength. You need refuge that makes you God-like. So the word strength, y'all strapped in? Pimp the game. The word strength in the Hebrew.
Strong's age 5797. O's. O's. Second entry. O's. O's.
O's. O's, but it's spelled in English, Oz. Or Ounce. Anybody remember the Wizard of Ounce? The Wizard of O's? The Wizard of Oz? Anybody? What was they trying to tell you in the Wizard of Oz? Do you remember the guy behind the curtain? Do you remember the Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow? Do you remember the basic theme of the Wizard of Oz? I don't know if you understand, for the testimonies of your people. So everything that they was looking for, they already had. Oh, man. I don't know if you can wrap your brain around this. The story of the Wizard of Oz conceals some very deep esoteric meaning and truth. Do you know who is the author of the Wizard of Oz? This is the history of history. It's mind-blowing to me because nobody asks about the writers of history. So in the next series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the history of history. Because if you knew the history of Noah Webster, for example, if you knew the history of the English language, for example, if you knew the history of where they say you at on Earth, if you knew the history of what they say you are, if you knew the history of what's in you that they say is your DNA, if you knew the history of this thing that you call your eyeballs, if you knew the history of how you see, if you knew the history of your brain, if you knew the history of the fact that on top of your spinal cord is a reptile, if you knew the history of the person who told you what biology was, if you knew the history. But since most of us don't know the history, then we can't wrap our brain around it. Now, do you know the history of the Wizard of Oz? Now, remember, the history, the Wizard of Oz, because that's the definition of the word strength. So remember, the Wizard of Oz, again, and the writer of the Wizard of Oz, because, again, it's a story about, remember, Dorothy goes on a quest, and on her way to see the wizard so she can get back to Kansas, remember that famous line that says, "You're not in Kansas anymore." Well, the gentleman who wrote The Wizard of Oz is called L. Frank Baum, B-A-U-M. See, he's the author of The Wizard of Oz. But see, L. Frank Baum was a member of a particular secret society. And so if you don't know the understanding of The Wizard of Oz, it's the Wizard of Strength, because the word Oz in Hebrew is strength in English. So it is the Wizard of Strength. So if you can understand the Wizard of Oz, then you can understand the Wizard of Strength. Because, see, the word Oz in Hebrew is English, is strength, and it means, again, material or physical. It means personal or social or political might or power of men. See, the word Oz, again, has to do with the firmness of a fence. It has to do with the refuge of protection. It has to do with the majesty and the splendor and the glory of God. It has to do with the seat and the ark, or the ark of the covenant. Now, are the ark of the covenant. See, the word Oz has to do with a particular force that brings about security. It has to do with boldness. It has to do with might. It has to do with power. And so this word O-Z in Hebrew has an underlining Hebrew word. So the Hebrew word O-Z is underlined by the Hebrew word
15:10. Azaz. Azaz.
Azaz. A-Z-A-Z. Azaz. Not Azazel, if you add E-L, we got a whole other bird. But Azaz, A-Z-A-Z. So A-Z-A-Z, and if you add L, which means Elohim, which means God-like. So A-Z-A-L has to do or means to make firm. It means to harden something. It's like, you know, if you take Jell-O, you put it in the freezer, it makes it secure. It makes it firm. It strengthens it. So A-Z-A-L means to strengthen. It means wisdom makes the wise man stronger than 10 leaders. So to become strong, to be made strong, that's what this means. So refuge, protection, to be made strong. So there is something that makes you strong. Again, you got to reverse engineer it because English is a backwards language. So after you explain whatever you break something down, turn it around. When you break it down, turn it around. When you break it down, turn it around. Somebody needs to write that down. When you break it down, turn it around. After you break down the etymology of anything that you're studying, turn it around. That's what I do every day, all day. It's the secret to life. That's how you become the Wizard of Oz. That's how you become the Wizard of Strength. Let me make sure you understand. The Bible says that they hide things and take the truth. They turn it upside down. That's what it says in Isaiah. That's what my brother Jonathan Cleck, his whole ministry is based upon taking things, turning it upside down, and then turning it around. So, again, when we break down Psalms 46, this is the secret to the entire life. If you got any problems in your life, the Wizard of Oz, because the word Oz in English, in Hebrew, means strength. So it is the Wizard of Strength. The guy who wrote that, again, was a member of a particular secret order. His name was L. Frank Baum. He breaks down the Wizard of Oz. If you watch the movie The Wizard of Oz, it tells you the secret. When you get to the Iron Curtain, there's a guy behind there that's manipulating. He's a fraud. He's a fake. So the thing that you're looking for that you think you don't got, you already got it. The cowardly lion thought he needed. The tin man thought he needed. The straw man thought he needed. Even Dorothy thought she needed. But everything that they thought they needed, what do you think you need? Let me just ask the question again, brothers and sisters. What do you think you need? You see, the Wizard of Oz is looked at as just an innocent fairy tale. So Dorothy's quest or question has very deep symbolic meaning. But most people don't understand it because, see, L. Frank Baum, who is the author of The Wizard of Oz, was a member of a particular secret society. And this particular secret society was deep in Hinduism and Zoroastrianism and Chaldean and Egyptology and Buddhism and Islam and Judaism and Christianity. See, there's a secret doctrine there's a secret theme that runs through all of these religions. And H.P. Blavatsky, a.k.a. Helen Blavatsky, has a book called The Secret Doctrine. And in this book, she breaks this theme down. But most people don't understand it. So the ultimate goal, again, is to overstand what is in the movie, The Wizard of Oz, that L. Frank Baum was trying to tell everybody. And if you remember the movie, fairly simple. It's simply understanding that while you're looking and searching and asking and begging and pleading, everything that you're looking for, you already got. So right now there's something in your life, but because it's not present, notice what Psalms 46 says and doesn't say. Psalms 46 verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, and he is a very present help in trouble. So until the trouble is present, the strength, the refuge, and the God-like character don't show up. So, therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way. So, why are you worried about? I guarantee you everything that you're worried about is something that happened to you in the past or something that might happen to you in the future. But today, you're alive and healthy. Everything's going great. You're scared to death. Why? You're living in the past or you're living in the future. You ain't living in the present. Because if you look at Psalms 46, verse 1, it tells you that the help is present. But remember, God is our refuge and strength. Reverse engineer. Strength and refuge is our God. Now remember, God-like. So you want to be like God, you need those two characteristics. You need strength and refuge. But what is it? Not Azael, but A-Z-A-L. or there is something that strengthens you. There's something that makes you secure. So it means to be so strong. It means to solidify strength. It means to be robust. It means to be powerful. It means to strengthen one's countenance. So how do you do this? Well, the first Hebrew word, A-Z, A-Z, means that we are going to strengthen something. How are we going to do it? We're going to do it with O-Z, Oz. So there is something that's personal, something that's social, something that's political. And this thing that's personal, this thing that's social, this thing that that is political, it's going to give us a force, a frequency, a wave, a vibration. This, again, are we talking about to becoming godlike so that way we're not operating in fear, because fear is the opposite of faith. So to do that, we got to solidify, or we got to congeal it, and we congeal it by becoming the Wizard of Oz, meaning that we're going to take, again, this force of majesty, of praise, of boldness, and we're going to take this Oz, and we're going to add a refuge. Remember, we broke that down before, because remember, we reverse engineered it. So strength is A-Z, A-Z, and O-Z. So we got something that congeals using the ability to take our mental disposition, and this mental disposition does something for us. It makes us C-H-A-C-H, which is the Hebrew word for protection. And so we get this protection because we flee from false and we trust. So we flee from distrust and we move in the direction of trust. So we put our trust in, we put our confidence in, we put our hope in, we put our faith in, we put our belief in, we put everything in, M-A-C-H-A-C-E-H, which is the Hebrew word for again, refuge, which means shelter. So we take this congealed strength that came together because we have a mindset that tells me that everything I'm looking for, I already got. And this mindset allows me to move in the direction of a shelter. And this shelter provides me hope, provides me trust. It removes falsehood. So I flee from everything and I move in this direction. And the direction that I move in makes me God-like. So if I reverse engineer Psalms 46, verse 1, I have, when trouble shows up, it must be number one for this formula, if you want to use that term. I don't like using the word formula, but for lack of a better term, if you use this formula, strength plus refuge equals a disposition that overrides trouble. But the trouble must be present. Let's close with this. Let's break this down. This is the formula. What does present mean? The word present in Hebrew.
Strong's H, 4672. Matzah. Matzah.
Matzah. M-A-T-S-A. Matzah. It means to meet. It means to find, it means to learn, it means to find out, it means to acquire, it means to detect. So when trouble, when you find it, when you learn it, when you detect it, that is masah. So trouble, present, when it's present, it means it has been delivered. That means that it has been secured. That means that it has been acquired. That means that it has found you out. That means that you have met it. That means that you have encountered it. That means that you have the condition of it. So, again, the word present means N-O-W. It doesn't mean past tense. It doesn't mean future tense. It means present tense. So matzah, present. So when trouble is N-O-W, so what is trouble? Well, trouble is...
6869. Sarah.
Trouble is Sarah. Sarah. So that means distress. It means a rival wife, female adversary. Now, one of these days I'm going to break down, what's her name? Miss Ophina. This is how she said her name, which is, again, similar to Lucy, which is, again, Lucifer, but it's female. So way back in the day, Lucifer originally was female. I had a feminine expression. And then Christendom, like they when they changed the word demon, and when they changed a lot of things in Christendom, it took on a masculine or male. But trouble is a feminine disposition. It means female rival. It means tightness. It means adversary. It means affliction. It means anguish. It means distress. It means tribulation. So the word distress, that's what trouble is. So when it is present, not when it's past tense or when it's future tense, but when it is present, when anguish is present, when tribulation is present, when affliction is present, when distress is present, when the female adversary is present, when this presence becomes very, very, very...
6862. Sar.
Sar. T-S-A-R. So when the presence, when the distress becomes narrow or tight, when it becomes hard as a pebble, when it becomes your oppressor, remember the three-step process, oppress, depress, possess. You want to add the fourth step? Oppress, depress, recess, then possess. But it's really three. Recession, because we live in a monetary society where recession, again, is a monetary affliction. That's when this formula, that's when you need it. When it becomes tight, when it becomes narrow, when an adversary, again, tightens the grip of distress, when it becomes small, when it becomes straight, when the tribulation, when the trouble, when it becomes close, when the distress, when the person starts to crowd, when they get into your personal space, when what's going on becomes very tight, when it becomes very narrow, when it starts to oppress you. Oppression means cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. When something feels, remember, it's perceived. It doesn't have to be real. It's perceived. It does not have to be real. Your perception is your reality. When oppression, when it is perceived, oppression, it means it is perceived. Cruel, harsh, and unjust treatment that is perceived. When that happens to you, then that's when this formula kicks in. That's when you, again, take standing of Psalms 46, verse 1. When it becomes so narrow, when it starts to bind you, when this distress starts to pain, P-A-N-G, when it starts to pain you, when it starts to besiege you, when it starts to vex, V-E-X, you want to blow your cookie? Vex. Anybody vexed out there today? When you become vexed, Solomon calls this a vexation of spirit. When you become vexed in your spirit because you've been harassed, when it starts to cramp your style, when it starts to bind, when it starts to oppress, when it becomes a pain in your side, when it starts to bind you up or bind you together or limit your freedom of expression, when you become vexed, brothers and sisters, that's showtime. Anytime your spirit is vexed, it is this vexation of spirit that I talked about in the book of Ecclesiastes. And the word vex means distress causes torment. And so when you don't have no peace, when your peace is gone, because again it must be present. If your peace is gone because of something happened in the past, if their peace is gone because of something in the future, you just been manipulated. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He goes around like a roaring lion. But if you've been vexed, it means that you've been attacked. That means that there is a particular type of harassment that is a vehicle. A vectus, which means vehicle. So this vehicle carries you. That's trouble. So trouble is something that carries you away from, trouble is something that carries you from an alkalinity state to an acidic state. That's trouble. Trouble is something that carries you from love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, and it takes you into fear, doubt, unbelief, lust, lasciviousness, fornication, you know, the fruits of the flesh. So anything that takes you from the fruit of the spirit and carries you to the fruit of the flesh, that's trouble. When that happens, brother, when that happens, sister, God is your refuge and strength in a very present, and he is a very present help in trouble. Therefore, when trouble is present, take your strength, and that strength, again, which is the mental disposition that says you got assistance, it takes you to a place that is a place of protection mentally, and this place of protection is your God, makes you God-like. That's the formula. Let me say it again. When the trouble, when the distress is present, your mind is always carried away to the problem, then what you need to do is focus on the strength. Just think about the Wizard of Oz, because that's something everybody knows about. I guarantee you it'll work. Every time you're in trouble, think about the Wizard of Oz. Think about the Cowardly Lion, who thought he didn't have courage. He had the courage all the time. Think about the Scarecrow. Think about the Tin Man. Think about Dorothy, who wanted to be in Oz and come to find out that everything that she was experiencing was a dream. She was in Oz, Kansas. Dorothy was in Kansas the whole freaking time. She never left. But her imagination did. What am I saying? Now, I know that everything that's happening to you right now really, really seems overwhelming. It seems like there's no way out. It seems like it's the end of the world. It seems like life is going to be over as you know it. But, brothers and sisters, there is no danger that dauntless courage cannot conquer. There's no trial that total strength and dependency upon a mental disposition that is based upon the Word of God cannot get you through. There is no difficulty that a strong intellectual mental disposition that is based upon the heart chakra of love and compassion cannot override. It is very important, my brothers, because it's a mind game. See, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Yahushua came that God can give man life and life more abundantly. You see, this whole thing is a symbolism. The world that we live in is all an allegory. It's a spiritual allegory. Although it appears to be real, it is allegorical. That means this is a matrix. That means that this is an optical illusion. Because science tells me that everything that is solid is made out of something that is not. The Bible says in Hebrew that everything that is visible was made out of non-visible. That's another study for another time. Simply remember the story of the Wizard of Oz. That everything that you need for life and godliness, you already got. Because the Bible says that God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So when fear comes in and it tries to overtake you, there is a link between the fear of God and the wisdom, which means that we cannot possess wisdom if we are not connected to God And this God, this word God, simply means the mighty or the disposition that makes one feels God-like. Without that mental disposition, until our hearts are right in a relationship with God, we are unable to have the wisdom that comes from God, James 3:17. See, without this relationship with the words of God, we cannot create the world of God. Without the words of God, we cannot create the W-H-I-R-L. We cannot create this scalar of technology. We cannot create this toroidal energy. We cannot become a single standing column of waveform energy. So again, to be God-like, to have the characteristic, the attributes of God, like God, we've got to do what it says in James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure. The word pure in the Greek means phos. The word phos means photon. It means a package of light. The wisdom that is from above is a package of light. It is then peaceable. It is gentle. It is open to reason. It is full of mercy and good fruits. It is impartial. It is impartial and it is sincere. My brother, my sister, there is a power that comes from above. This power is first a phos. It is first pure, then gentle. Without this power, my brothers, you cannot gain the mental disposition to overcome this false reality that is appearing real that we call fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear is false evidence. False evidence. False evidence. False evidence appearing real. How do we overcome it? We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word our testimony. My brothers and my sisters, remember Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble. So when trouble is present, we need strength that takes us to a place of refuge that makes us put on a God-like disposition. That is how you overcome trouble when it shows up. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. It is my prayer that there was something said today that will help you and assist you in your day-to-day walk. May God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. At least that's what they tell us. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. At least that's what they tell us. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, some call it the Holy Spirit. May the Ruach, may the set apart one, a.k.a. the Pneuma, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just.